And somebody sent me an ad for a librarian at Jones Day. So I went to respond to the ad. And Dick Pogue introduced me. And he immediately started out by saying to me, well, we just hired a librarian. He said, well, maybe there would be some other areas that you might be in. Let's see if I can arrange for you to have any interviews. So I went down for the interview, and I thought I was going to be talking to one man or two. And it was in Joe Little's office, which was huge and had Oriental rugs and the grandfather clock that ticked away and bells gone. And there were about 10 lawyers in there. My reaction to it was this complete surprise at having all those men. And I was loved Joe Little because he smoked a corncob pipe and sat behind his desk and rocked in his chair. Well, in fact, I was impressed with the office. Joe Little took me on a tour of the office, and I loved it. That's when they had those swinging leather doors, and I was very impressed with it. Well, I left thinking, well, that was a lovely experience, and nothing's ever going to come of that. And I went to Little Compton, Rhode Island, spent about 10 days, but evidently, right shortly following the interview, they had sent me a letter offering me a job. So when I called Joe Little about it, he said, we thought you might be out of town, and we'd like you to start, but I think it was the day after Labor Day. I went in, and Miss McCleary took over on, and I missed the importance of practically everything she was telling me. The first thing she did was take me down in the elevator and show me the names of all the lawyers that were posted, and then she pointed out my name, and she said, do you realize you're the only woman lawyer? Because Squire Saunders and David Hustler, everybody was in that building at the time. And they later told me they were waiting for the roof to blow off for some kind of a scandal.